Grandad wakes up early and finds Kit already awake and downstairs.
Kit, what are you doing up? It's very early.
Morning, Grandad. I woke up. It's so light. I thought it was daytime. Mum and Dad are still asleep. Do you want to play Lego? Or could I get my paints out?
The mornings are getting lighter, all right. It's Beowulf in it today. The earth is bursting with energy, and so are you by the looks of things. How about we get dressed and go out into the field for a breakfast picnic so we don't wake everyone else up? We might even find a story.
Yes, that would be great. What will we bring?
Let's go to the kitchen and see what we can find. Quiet now. Still very early. It really is lovely being able to walk out of the garden into this beautiful meadow. Look at all the flowers appearing in amongst the long grasses.
All the birds are wide awake too. They're very busy.
They are, Kit. Looks like lots of little beings have decided to come here for a morning picnic just like us. Look at all the insects. Look at all those bluebells. We should go for a bluebell walk in the wood after breakfast. Let's sit over here near the hawthorn tree. We might spot a fairy.
Look how high I can jump, Grandad. I can jump right over the grass.
So you can, Kit. You look like a young deer.
Shall we sit here?
That looks like a good spot, Kit. This is a magical tree. We're lucky to have a hawthorn so close to our house. People sometimes call them maybush. Will we decorate it?
Decorate it?
People have decorated a maybush on this day for a long, long time, Kit. It's a very old tradition. It'll bring us good luck and maybe help us make friends with the fairies.
Then we should definitely do that. Do the fairies know the Tulum?
I'm sure they do. I brought some coloured ribbons we can tie on. Here you go. Which colours do you want?
I like the purple one, and can I have the green and the pink?
Here you go. Careful now. The hawthorn can be a bit spiky. She's a tree to be respected. You can make a wish while you tie on your ribbons if you like.
It looks beautiful, Grandad.
It does indeed. Here, let's spread out the rug. Now, what have I got in this basket? Let's see. Marmalade sandwich?
Eww. No thanks. Do you have jam?
I do. And a flask of hot milk and a banana or two.
Lovely.
Now, let's sit quietly, eat our food and see what we can notice. There's a lot going on in the meadow. And we can see the big trees in the wood from here.
Look, Grandad.
What is it, Kit?
There's something moving over there by the big tree. Is it a fairy?
Hold on. I have my binoculars. Let's see. Okay. Well spotted. It's two baby foxes playing in the bluebells. Here, have a look.
Yes, they are playing with each other. I think they are wrestling. Now they're playing chase. Oh, they've disappeared into the bluebells. Shall we follow them?
We could try. Maybe we might find a story in the woods. Will we go and have a look?
Oh yes, I'm going to bring some flowers as an offering to the earth.
Good idea. I'll get some bluebells.
Race you to the wood. I can run as fast as a fox.
You can run much faster than me. Any sign of the fox cubs?
No, but it's very nice in here. The bluebells go forever. I bet the foxes have fun running around the trees.
I'd say the Talun enjoy this place too. Will we leave our little offerings and see if they come and collect them?
That big tree has a nice mossy patch underneath it.
Ah, the old beech. That's a perfect spot. Let's place our flowers on that nice big root there. And we can sit over here where there's a little bit of sun coming through the new leaves. Now, let's get comfortable and get ready. Close your eyes. Hold on tight. We're going to fly fast to the Cave of Stories. Up we go into the air. Feel how light you are. You float with the wind. You are a bird. Below us are streets and houses, rivers and trees, forests and valleys. There are lakes like silver coins and blankets of snow on sleeping mountains. The great ocean rolls out in front of us, calling us. Down we go, swift like an arrow, down into the depths of the sea. We are fish. We breathe easily. Our silver bodies move like light through the pure water. The current carries us quicker than time, and soon we burst out of the waves and float above the land. We are fireflies, small and nimble. Let's fly into the cave. It's over there, in the cliff, under the roots of that old oak tree. In we go. Oh my goodness, Kit, I think we found the fox cubs. They're running around all over the place. The Talion don't look very happy about it. Let's fly up to our ledge where we can watch everything.
Chase me, but I can't catch me.
Yes, I can. I can run like the wind.
Little cubs, get down from there. You're going to break something. I'm sorry about this, Awenith.
It's okay, Fox. Your little cousins are full of energy.
I'm not sure what to do with them. They're just running around everywhere. It's making me dizzy.
The energy is high at this time of year. Everything is young and vibrant and reaching up towards the sun. We all feel it. Everyone's waking up early and staying awake longer.
Cubs, be careful. You're going to stand on those Talion, and they really, really don't like that.
Sorry!
Oi, watch out. Are you okay, Drill? Here, let me help you up.
I'm okay, Delph. I'm just a bit dusty.
Those young foxes don't know their own strength.
They're very excited. I suppose it's because it's Bealtaine. It feels like the whole world is celebrating.
It is, Drill. It is. Bealtaine is my favourite celebration of the year. It's the one big celebration of life and growth.
Sometimes it makes me feel a bit tired, though. It feels like everyone is very busy.
It certainly does. Everything is working hard at growing and blooming. Look, Scrog and Freyk have just come tumbling out of that tunnel. And now they are racing across to Awenith with a huge bunch of bluebells slung over their shoulders.
Oh, I think Freyk is winning. Scrog won't be happy about that.
I won.
That doesn't count. I was carrying a lot more flowers than you were.
I still won.
Hello, Scrog. Hello, Freyk. Are you racing too? My goodness, everyone is rushing and racing about today.
We brought the story gifts, Awenith.
Wild flowers, Freyk. They're beautiful. What a lovely gift. You must have been in the woods. How are the trees today?
They are well. They sent you their best. The big beech said to tell you that this year is set to be a good one for acorns. So there should be good foraging in the autumn.
Oh, that is good to hear. I'll visit them soon. I do love to sit with the trees and hear their stories. But now it's time to see what story the Great Source is going to give us. Let's take these beautiful gifts to the pool and see what comes. Little foxes, stop for a minute. Would you like to join us at the pool for a story?
Oh, yes. We'd love that.
I love stories.
Talion, prepare the gifts. Let's gather at the well. Crow, would you gather everyone?
I will, Awenith. Now, everyone, take your seats around the great pool. Now, don't rush. There's room for everyone. You all look like flowers bobbing in a meadow from up here. Bring the silver branch.
Thank you, Crow. Thank you, branch bearers. Before I stir the waters, would you say the blessing, Crow?
I will. We gather at the pool, the deep well of stories that connects us to the great source at the center of the earth. This is where all the stories live. The stories of before, of now, and of next. The stories of places far away. The stories of places deep within. The stories of our great roots and our tall branches. The stories of our shadows and our golden light. These stories bind us and connect us. These stories belong to each and every one of us, for we are the earth, and the earth is us.
Place the gifts upon the pool. As I touch the water with my silver branch, we shall watch as the story appears. Ah, it is a story of the fairy folk, perfect for Bealtaine. It all began on the last night of April, Bealtaine Eve. The evening was bright and the air was warm. A full moon was rising and magic was in the air. The human folk knew this night was a special night. A night to mark and celebrate. The earth was passing through the portal from winter into summer, and everyone could feel the energy of new life bursting forth. This was also the time when the fairy folk, the good folk as they were known, moved from their winter residence to their summer homes. The good folk are neither your friend nor your enemy. If you give them respect and treat them with a kind heart, all will be well. But if you upset a fairy, things will not be good for you. On the night this story takes place, the village people decorated their May bushes with ribbons and coloured eggshells, scattered flowers across their doorsteps, and hung branches of hawthorn flowers above their doorways to guide the fairies' journey and to wish them well as they passed by. The people of the village wanted to stay on the good side of the fairies, but they didn't want them in their houses, just in case they caused trouble. When the villagers had done this, they put out the fires in their own homes and gathered together around the big Bealtaine fire in the centre of the village. The air was filled with laughter, revelry and mirth. But not everyone was happy. Young Murra was sitting at her spinning wheel, desperately trying to finish spinning the enormous pile of wool that her boss had left for her. She worked for a farming woman who was mean-spirited and liked to take more than she gave. The woman and her husband put their fire out and headed to the village celebrations, leaving Murra to finish the work of the house. The couple had not scattered flowers across the threshold before they left. "The fairies aren't getting any of my flowers," the woman spat as she left. "It's not my job to show them the way to their summer quarters." Murra sat spinning until her fingers bled, the tears rolling down her cheeks. She knew she couldn't finish the task she had been given, and her boss would be angry with her. As she worked, she heard music. She thought it was the music of the people dancing around the fire in the village, but it was strange and sounded like it was coming closer. Then there was a knock at the door. When Murra opened the door, an old woman was standing in front of her. "Why are you crying, girl?" the woman said. Murra explained that she would never be able to finish her work. Her boss would be angry, and she wouldn't be able to get to the Bealtaine fire. The woman tapped her walking stick on the ground, and Murra felt a strange breeze blow into the house. "Don't look behind you," the old woman said. "Go to the fire and have fun with your friends. Return before the sun rises, but do not enter the house without knocking. Knock 3 times and say, 'Welcome, Bealtaine. Welcome, summer. Welcome, wishes and gifts. The earth works with those who work with the earth. I do, I do, I do.'" Murra did as she was instructed. Her friends were delighted to see her, but she danced in the shadows so that her boss would not notice her. Before dawn, Murra returned to the house. She could hear music and chatter and the turning of many little spinning wheels inside, but she did not open the door. Curious, she went round to the window, but it was covered in a strange cloudy curtain and she couldn't see inside. She went back to the door and knocked 3 times, saying the words she had been told to. "Welcome, Bealtaine. Welcome, summer. Welcome, wishes and gifts. The earth works with those who work with the earth. I do, I do, I do." Instantly, the door flew open, and a rush of air and dust nearly knocked Murra from her feet. Inside, the wool was gone, and in its place were piles of beautiful spindles, bound in the finest spun yarns. As the sun rose, Morris stood in wonder, marvelling at it all. Before she could take it all in, the farmer woman and her husband came stumbling into the house after a long night of dancing and merrymaking. The farmer woman looked about her and was filled with bitter rage. She knew the task she had given Morrow was too much to finish in one night, and she wanted her to fail so she could pour her anger on her. The farmer woman looked crossly at the spindles, and instantly she knew this was not the work of human hands. "You let them in, you stupid girl," she cried. "You let the little folk into my house." Morrow began to cry, as she admitted she had. The husband tried to point out that they had not put flowers on their threshold, but it was no good. The woman was too angry to listen. The woman stormed around her kitchen, cursing, and then she noticed the strange white film that covered her window. "What is this?" she screeched as she scratched at the panes, but it wouldn't come off. "Clean this at once, you useless girl," she cried. Murrah took a cloth and reached up to the window to clean it, but the white film instantly turned into a beautiful shawl as thin and fine as silk and covered in the most intricately stitched, beautiful wildflowers. There were bluebells and primroses, foxgloves and ragwort, speedwell and marsh marigolds. The shawl poured itself across Murrah's shoulders and the flowers danced about her back. She glowed like the sovereign of the meadow. "Give it to me," screamed the woman. "It's my house, it's mine." She grabbed it off Murrah's shoulders and tried to put it about her own, but it slipped off and fell on the ground, turning grey and limp as a rag. Again and again she tried, but the grey cloth wouldn't stay on her shoulders. Frustrated, she threw it at Murrah. It wrapped itself around her, turning again into its beautiful glowing self, and the flowers once more shone across her back. "Get out of my house and never come back," yelled the woman. And Murrah walked into the new summer morning, never to return to the house. The shawl of wildflowers danced about her from that day on, and she was known as the sovereign and protector of the meadow, of new life and new beginnings, and she was welcomed wherever she went. And to this day, every year, the people of the village decorate their thresholds with flowers and blossoms and sing a little song. Welcome, Bealtaine, welcome, summer. Welcome, wishes and gifts. The earth works with those who work with the earth. I do, I do, I do.
I do, I do, I do.
And so our story ends. Thank you, Great Source, for the story your waters have brought us. Thank you, Tulun, for delivering these gifts from the great woods. Do you have the story treasure, so that we may bind the story to it and return the favour?
We do, Awenneth. Young Tulun, bring forward the treasure.
Telf, Telf, one of the fox cubs is sitting on it.
We'll ask it to move.
I tried, but I think it's gone to sleep.
Fox, I think you might need to wake up your little cousins. They do look very cosy all curled up like that. But the Tulun need to get our story treasure ready for the bonding ceremony.
Of course, Awenneth. Little foxes, wake up. It's time for the story to be bound to the treasure.
Ah, I was dreaming about bluebells. Can we go chasing again?
Why don't you carry the Tulun to the great woods so they can deliver their treasures, and then you can run through the bluebells as much as you like.
Can you help me carry this, Freya? Here is our treasure, Awenneth.
It's a piece of bark that would make a very good door for someone our size.
Thank you both. Let's bind the story to the treasure.
Story, held within, travel far, travel free, find a home with a soul who knows that a story told is a story that grows.
They are bonded. Thank you, everyone. The story treasure is ready. Talune, it's time to deliver the story. Which way will you go today?
We'll be happy to take an offer of a lift from these young foxes, as the Great Woods are far from here, and it will speed things up.
We can definitely speed things up.
Look how fast we could go.
Careful now, young foxes. You will be carrying valuable cargo.
Come on, you two. I'll come with you to make sure the Talune and the treasure arrive safely.
Travel well, dear ones. May the energy of Bealtaine be with you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
It's time to go.
Climb up there.
Stand still, Fox.
Have we got snacks?
Everyone hold on to the treasure. Let's go.
Let's go.
It's time for us to go too, Kit. Look, Wenet is waving to us. Let's fly down and land in her hand.
Thank you for joining us, little visitors. I hope you enjoyed the story. It's time for you to go home. I cup you in my hands and magic you back to where you began. Find yourselves back under the wise old beech tree. Feel your body strong and safe upon the earth. You are back in your human form. Travel well, my dear ones. May Gaia's blessings be upon you.
Grandad, Grandad, wake up! That farmer woman wasn't nice at all. But imagine having a wildflower shawl made by the fairies.
It sounded beautiful, didn't it, Kit? Will we put some of these bluebells in our hair and parade home? You can be the sovereign of the meadow. Your Majesty?
Stop it, Grandad. I'll pick a few bluebells to bring home. Oh, look, Grandad.
What is it, Kit?
It's a piece of bark shaped like a door.
Maybe that's the door to the fairy's new summer house.
I'm going to bring it home and make a fairy house in our garden.
That's a lovely idea, Kit. Now, I'm ready for a second breakfast. I'll follow you, Your Majesty. Off we go.
Story, story held within. Travel far, travel free. Find your home with a soul in the story.
Story, story held within. Travel far, travel free. Find a home with a soul who knows that a story told is a story that grows.